Bold City Brewery staff members are setting up chairs, tables, and a big tent outside, preparing to open its beer taps to the public Friday afternoon. Owner Susan Miller says just hours ago, she thought she'd be closed for up to 6 weeks after the fire marshal shut down her tap room.
Which would have been a significant impact to our business and to the folks that work on the weekends here. We're talking probably anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 that we wouldn't bring in.
The fire marshal's report said because Bold City was approved as an industrial facility, it's not allowed to serve glasses of beer and hold events. It can only brew beer. Miller says she's been serving beer since day one and hasn't failed previous inspections. On Friday, Fire Chief Curtis Wilson says the business can reopen under what's called incidental occupancy, allowing up to 40 people in the tap room while the violations are addressed.
See, we know that's probably a fraction of what they normally see through there. But again, it's that middle of the road that we can support under the code.
Miller says Mayor Lenny Curry and Councilman Jim Love helped with the compromise.
Oh, I feel great about what the city of Jacksonville has been able to do for us.
She has a month to get up to code by applying to change the building's use and getting a building layout drawn up. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.